You're in Open Air with Matt Masters, and this is the Rockin' Rhythm Review. I'll be your host while Jim is away in Reno, Nevada, attending the National Beekeeping Conference, where Jim hopes to win his second Langstroth Golden Hive Award for top producing apiary in the U.S. It seems we have Indiana's own Cole Porter to blame for his suggestive 1928 ditty, Let's Do It, Let's Fall in Love. It all started when Cole's lyric, Even birds do it, bees do it, even educated fleas do it, Let's do it, let's fall in love. But you see, that last little bit about love was not what Cole was talking about. Idiomatic expressions aside, what is it about our little aerial locomotive friends that make them such popular sonic subjects in the rock and rhythm canon? On the Rockin' Rhythm Review, it's time we had a talk about the birds and the bees. Tune in while we listen to a king bee buzz 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 to a boogie as we comb our ducktails and shake a tail feather with a rooster and some chickens. We'll hang 10 with a wave-riding bird, and be careful, as one of us is liable to get stung. The Byzantine R&B travels of Bobby Day are an oft-discussed topic on the Rockin' Rhythm Review, but his music was all birds and bees. Day, whose real name was ironically Bobby Bird, had hits with Rockin' Robin and The Bluebird, The Buzzard, and The Oriole. But his first flight up the charts was with the Hollywood Flames and their 1957 hit, Buzz Buzz Buzz. Hollywood's stereotypical hairdo for rebels and nonconformists was known as a ducktail, or DA, i.e. duck's ass, given the semblance of a duck's rear end to the back of one's head, and in 1956, Rudy Grayzel was first to immortalize a coiffure in song. However, Joe Clay quickly covered the tune using the same studio and the same six-string ace, Hal Harris, for what is considered the definitive version. But let's spin Rudy's original.
You gotta jump like a jumper, moo like a moo cow, bop like a bobcat, but don't do that. Don't mess with my ducktails, don't mess with my ducktails. If you mess with my ducktails, I'm gonna get so mad at you. Well,
life, it's a lot of fun. I'm gonna get you with my big shotgun. If you don't love me, woman, you ain't got no sin. But Claudia, Miss Claudia, don't you jump that fence. Don't mess with my ducktail. Don't mess with my ducktail. If you mess with my ducktail, I'm gonna get so mad at you. Here we go again. Don't mess with my ducktail. 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 If you mess with my ducktail, I'm gonna get so mad at you. Blue suede shoes, I know you dig my real cool pants, I know you dig the way I'm about. But when you mess with my ducktails, you better stop. Don't mess with my ducktails. Don't mess with my ducktails. If you mess with my ducktails, I'm gonna get so mad at you. DuckTales, DuckTales. Honey, quit messing with them, please, honey. Don't do that, you know how it is, honey. I don't like to gripe, but you know how it is, honey. Please don't mess with them, man. Leave my DuckTales alone. I've been trying to comb them for 5 years now. You leave them alone, honey. Please don't mess with my DuckTales now. Don't you do that now. Leave them alone. Quit it now, quit it.
Harpist James Moore was point man for the Louisiana blues movement in the 50s. As a play on his acts of choice, he was better known as Slim Harpo. Slim's signature tune was a buzzin' little number covered by everyone from Muddy Waters to John Belushi's iconic performance on Saturday Night Live, Dressed as a Bee, leaving us far too young at 46. Let's spin a 1957 tune that would have made Kinsey break out in hives. I'm a King Bee.
Well, I'm a King Bee. Buzzing around your hive. Well, I'm a king bee. Buzzing around your hive. Well, I can make honey, baby. Let me come inside. I'm young and able to buzz all night long. I'm young and able to buzz all night long. Well, when you hear me buzzing, baby, some stinging is going on. Well, buzz a while. Sting it then. Well, I'm a king bee. Want you to be my queen. Well, I'm a king bee. Want you to be my queen. Together we can make honey the world have never seen. All night long. Well, I'm a king bee. Can buzz all night long. Well, I can buzz better, baby, when your mane is gone.
One of the great moments of the film The Blues Brothers is Ray Charles' performance and subsequent dance routine of Shake a Tail Feather on the streets of Chicago. An appropriate choice, as it was hatched in the Windy City in 1963 by the obscure soul group The Five Deutones. What place does classical music have in rock and rhythm? Well, in 1961, the fictional band Bee Bumble and the Stingers, Earl Palmer being in on the ruse, had a hit with a variation of Rimsky-Korsakov's Flight of the Bumblebee, circa 1900. But this pesky little bee had been buzzing around for quite some time, as the Stingers' version was really a cover of a 1946 hit by pianist Jack Fina, also titled Bumble Boogie. Thank you. Surprisingly, little is known of slip horn ace Jimmy and his brother, pianist Buddy, Griffin, where in just 1 year they scored 5 top 10 hits with vocalists Tommy Brown and Margie Day and brought early success to Dot, a label hardly synonymous with R&B by the end of the 50s. One of those hits with Day was a suggestive self-penned tune from 1950 and not to be confused with Willie Dixon's future tune of the same name, Little Red Rooster. Famously drafted into the Army in the spring of 1958, June that year, while on leave before flying to Germany, Elvis booked 2 days of sessions in Nashville to stockpile material before his military-enforced recording hiatus. The last song of the sessions would also be Elvis's last recorded in the 1950s, and it went top 10, I Got Stung.
Holy smoke, land sakes alive, I never thought this could happen to me. Yeah, I got stung by a sweet honey bee. What a feeling to come over me. It started in my eyes, crept up to my head, flew to my heart. Well, I was stung, did I run? I got stung. Yeah, she had all that I wanted and more. And I've seen honey bees before. She started buzzing in my ear, buzzing in my brain. Got stung all over, but I feel no pain. I'm done. I got stung. And I don't think I'm complaining. I'm mighty pleased we met. Could you give me one little peck on the back of my neck? And I break out in a cold, cold sweat. Well, if I lick the 102, I won't let nobody sting me but you. I'll be buzzing on your hide every day if I ever. I got stung.
He was the biggest artist in rock and rhythm during the 1940s and influenced everyone after. When looking at his chart success, it's stunning to ponder why he isn't more revered today. He was the master of jump blues and the progenitor of R&B and rock and roll, but Louis Jordan's true genius was humor, such as his take on farm life from 1946, Ain't Nobody Here But Us Chickens.
One night Farmer Brown was taking the air, locked up the barnyard with the greatest of care. Down in the hen house something stirred when he shouted, "Who's there?" This is what he heard: "There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So calm yourself and stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. We chickens trying to sleep and you butt in and hobble, 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 hobble with your chin. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. You're stomping around and shaking the ground. You're kicking up an awful dust. We chickens trying to sleep and you butt in and hobble, 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 hobble. It's a sin. Tomorrow is a busy day. We got things to do. We got eggs to lay. We got ground to dig and worms to scratch. It takes a lot of setting, getting chicks to hatch. Oh, there ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself and stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. Kindly point that gun the other way and hobble, hobble, hobble off and hit the hay. To do, we got eggs to lay, we got ground to dig and worms to scratch. It takes a lot of setting, getting chicks to hatch. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself and stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. And kindly point that gun the other way and hobble, hobble, hobble off and hit the hay. Hey, hey, boss man, what do you say? It's easy pickings, ain't nobody here but us chickens.
Thanks for tuning into this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review. My special thanks to Jim Walsh and John Audubon. If you know QWERTY, send your email to wmat@mail.com. A surf band from Minnesota is odd, but taking two tunes from a black doo-wop group and creating one of the most recognizable surf tunes of all time is just surreal. But that's what happened when the Trashmen took the Rivingtons' Papa Umau Mau and their Bird's the Word and transmogrified them into a 1963 punk surf classic featuring the freakish vocals of the late Steve Warrer, Surfin' Bird.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird. Bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird. Bird is a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird. Well, a bird is a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird. Well, a bird is a winner. Well, a bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird. Well, a bird is a winner. Well, a bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, don't you know about the bird? Well, everybody knows that the bird is a winner. Well, a bird. Well, everybody's heard about the bird. Bird, bird,
Mama, papa, 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 mama, papa